Hello and welcome to episode 68 of Anime and Nuts. I'm TJ.
And this is Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime from A to Z. Sort of.
Threw him off. No, I wish you had seen his face.
You threw off the whole intro. You've been doing the same intro for 68 episodes.
And I'm Sean.
Yeah.
Alright guys, so last episode we got Hakugai? Probably. Legend of the Moby Dick. Now, when we clicked on it, 13 episodes.
It was
no big deal, right? 13 episodes. It's not 13 episodes.
It's 26 episodes. But I wasn't going out of my way to look for
else. Oh, thank God, because it was so bad.
I refused to watch the second half of the show. So we watched the first 13 episodes at the very least.
Yeah, you texted me a few days ago, like, hey, for some reason I only had 13 episodes on the website, but it's actually 26. I don't want to watch it all, because it's terrible. So we didn't. We only watched the full 13. Or half the 13,
yeah, and it's definitely half of the series. So
because
it ended about, we got to a point where it's like
they met Moby Dick right after they met Moby Dick, pretty much.
Well, they spent the first half of the show in space, and now I'm assuming the second half is on that planet.
Yeah, I don't think they're getting off that planet.
Yeah, so I mean, anyway, premise. Oh wait, we didn't even do the wiki yet. Did a wiki?
Oh yeah. Hey, you've jumped to it. Anyway, this is a weird one. Moby Dick, blah, 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 Legend of the Moby Dick, is an anime Japanese television series based on Herman Melville's original novel Moby Dick. However, this adaption used futuristic outer space as the setting, with whales being large abandoned spaceships instead. It aired in 1907 to 1999. Apparently, it took 2 years to air 26 episodes.
Yeah.
Released on ADV in the U.S. from ADV Films across the
States. Yeah, it took 2 years because they suspended the new episodes till 90.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Probably sure about that part.
Yeah, probably. You skipped stuff like that.
I wonder why they suspended it, because it's fucking god-awful.
Alright, go ahead. So I guess go with the premise real quick.
So there's these, I guess salvagers is what they are, because they hunt the whales.
Yeah, they're whale hunters.
They are whale hunters. I thought they were more or less salvagers.
So technically,
they're salvaging.
They are salvagers. They're just called whale hunters, and the ships they salvage are whales.
How do the whale, like, the Moby Dick was created by the Federation as a weapon, but how are the other whales created?
Oh, they mentioned
parts that suck together?
No, they mentioned that in the first episode.
I didn't remember.
Apparently, back in, 2300 or whatever it was, Earth reached its technological peak, and everybody all the corporations started sending spaceships into space trying to colonize new planets and stuff. But it failed, and then all the corporations just abandoned all their ships. So they just float through space as whales.
Oh, so they, like, the ships were in whale form for some reason.
Yeah.
Why the f*** do you make a spaceship to look like a whale?
Why do you create a series based on a book that's terrible?
And, oh, not only that, but then you make it in space.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. No idea.
Anyway, so the whales are out there, and these guys are, they're whale hunters.
Mm-hmm.
They hunt them for parts and all that, because it's a ship.
So, yeah, if you ever read Moby Dick, there's the basic, there's Captain Ahab. He's also Ishmael, too, who is the main character.
Yeah, I could have sworn that was two different people.
Ishmael is the main character in Moby Dick, because it opens up, Call Me Ishmael. And
what could be interesting is, not that they said it in the 13 episodes that we saw, but maybe there was an actual Captain Ahab, and he died, and then Ishmael became.
That's possible, but it wasn't good enough to keep my intrigue up until that point.
No, not at all.
So there's Captain Ahab. I forget who the slave Indian guy was on the ship that.
Unimportant, but he was.
He doesn't have the same name in this series as he did in the book. And that's it.
Essentially the character, though. Hulking.
Yeah.
Indian
Everybody
guy
else is custom for the show.
There's a main person, Lucky, that turns out to be a girl.
Yeah, because,
there's a whole episode about this person being a girl on their ship, and like, oh, it's bad luck, blah, 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 but then it's like, oh, it's okay.
Basic whale hunt, basic sailor lore have, back in that time, have woman on your ship, bad luck, blah, 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 but she turns out to be a woman, and she's like 14, apparently.
Yeah.
So she's sneaking aboard trying to be a boy. And
her objective is to get Ahab to go back to her world and save it.
Yeah. Although
that
didn't seem like it. It didn't seem like it in the first two few episodes up until the reveal.
Yeah.
It just felt like she wanted to join the group.
Mm-hmm. And then plot twist, I'm a woman, but guess what? I also really need you for something.
Yeah. It really didn't make any sense.
None of this made any sense. It's god-awful. Stay away from it. The animation's bad. I mean, for its time, 97, I get it, but it's still f***ing terrible. Dragon Ball Z was around then. It looked great.
Yeah, and each character is got are quirky and stuff like that.
The one character's Gohan. Is it Lucky or is it the other guy?
No, Lucky, it's the, there's a 11-year-old boy. I forget his name. He's Gohan. And I found it funny because he's the only character that they show kind of naked at times. Like, they show his ass a lot.
Yeah.
So it's like, this is just Dragon Ball. Because he's also, isn't Gohan also Goku from Dragon Ball? Isn't it the same voice actor?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think so.
No? They sound similar.
I think, maybe at certain times.
Yeah.
Like, you know, different voice actors from different parts of the series, I think.
Right, okay. But I know Kid Goku and Kid Gohan sound alike, so I thought they were the same voice
actor. They might be.
I could be wrong, though. I don't know. But you could tell it's Gohan. It's very distracting that it's Gohan.
Oh, yeah. Like, he didn't try to change his voice for this role. It's just Gohan.
Yeah, it's like, okay.
there's nothing to it. There's a couple weird episodes, but it's just shit.
It's
god awful
really,
shit.
Really bad.
There's, all of it's bad.
There's
no redeeming.
They open up on an ice planet and where
the cyborg
with the android, because they call them android even though they're cyborgs. That's also a Dragon Ball Z problem too. Whatever. Who cares? It's an android.
They call the androids when they're really cyborgs in Dragon Ball Z.
But yeah, so there are androids in this, even though they're cyborgs.
And all the androids are Federation made.
Well,
not that that really matters, but...
Well, it's funny. Actually, all androids are prisoners with life sentences who have their memories and their brains scanned into android bodies. So
really weird, for no reason. And this specific android has a connection with the Moby Dick, the whale.
Because the
one, and if you're alive, then I'm alive.
Moby, like, for some reason, in the open, Moby Dick cuts him open and puts something inside of him. Like, there's like surgery. Like, cut open his chest and put some kind of chip in his thing. And then the Captain Ahab Crab's crew finds him frozen to a bottom of a derelict ship.
And he was in a coffin frozen to the bottom of it.
And I don't know why he was put in the coffin either. We kind of skipped over that beginning part.
It doesn't matter.
We were tuned out right from the beginning.
Doesn't matter.
And then I was biased against this going in because I hate the book so much.
I mean, I don't really mind it so much. There was the one movie with Chris Hemsworth that was okay. I didn't like the ending.
No,
but
there's
it's just this was terrible.
I really don't like the book at all, and it just soured me on the entire premise. And even when they go into the Moby Dick beats, you know, where Ahab gets obsessed and stuff like that, it's just so annoying to me. I get flashbacks, and it's like infuriating to me.
In the second to last episode, second to last to the 13th, 12th episode, they're sort of hunting it. They come in contact with it, and Captain Ahab gets on top of the ship. He's standing on top of their spaceship with his peg leg, and they're just flying fast as towards Moby Dick, and he's fine.
Yeah.
He's not flying off. Not holding on to anything.
Yeah, and Ahab's this is like a pirate captain, honestly.
Yeah.
Stereotypical pirate captain.
One eye, peg leg.
They're all technically stereotypical pirate tropes, except it's space, so, you know, they got a hacker, and... You know, they got someone who
can... The android.
They got a pilot. Mm. They got the android. They got the cannibal Indian guy who eats everything. They got a cook.
They ended up getting a detective to join them.
Yeah. Who was once a prison guard who got his life ruined by Ahab when Ahab escaped the prison it was in. Because Ahab was a whale hunter, accidentally boarded a civilian ship, and got the Federation after him until he was finally killed by Moby Dick. Well, his crew was killed by Moby Dick. He was... Lost his legs and his arm.
Eye. No, no, it was like he had an arm, but his eye.
I thought his arm was metal, too.
Was it?
I don't know.
He only mentioned his leg when he was on the top of the ship. The faithful reunion, you ate my leg and gosh shot my eye.
Maybe it was just that. I don't know. It doesn't matter.
I thought it was his arm, too, until that exact moment when he didn't mention his arm. And I'm like, oh, I guess he has his arm.
No, I don't know. I don't remember. It's like, I don't care enough. I really don't. I am
Stay
so
far away.
I am so against this show. I hate it so much that, I mean, H is just rough on us for some reason.
They did the whole, they did the whole redeeming pirate thing, like One Piece does. Where, although they're not really pirates, they're more like whale hunters, scavengers, but they're also kind of pirates, like you were saying. Like, mm-hmm. they really are traditional pirates, but they're benevolent at the same time. Like, they're there to help.
Yeah, which is bullshit, because...
And the preaching's there, you know what I mean?
It's all a bunch of bullcrap. So what I normally do if I don't finish something, but like for the show, we've made it a point to watch everything so we can give it a proper review, with the exception of Ninja Hattori.
Yeah,
and
what are we, six or seven episodes.
We had eight in that one, but it was enough to get through all that. And this one, everything else, we did full series or seasons at various.
So bad.
Yeah, I forgot what my point was, but so like we make a point to go out of our way to actually do this. I just couldn't do it with this one.
Yeah, this was must have been some sort of glitch where they all didn't get uploaded or something.
Oh, what I was gonna say is normally what I do is if I don't want to finish something, I'll go and read a synopsis just to see what the end story is. But I couldn't even find a synopsis for this. Wikipedia doesn't have a plot. The plot is just an overall. You know how they usually go into the plot and everything.
Yeah, they didn't really do that. This one.
Well, it just has an overlay on the Wikipedia page, like an overview of what you would find on the back of a like DVD cover, and I was like, oh, I guess it doesn't matter, because it doesn't. Because I am curious if at the end, if they all survive, or if Ahab does die by the Moby Dick, because that's what happens in the books.
I hope they all die. I truly hope they all die.
Well, I'm pretty sure most of them survive, and that they save the planet, and they all live happily ever after. Maybe Ahab goes out sacrificing himself.
I can hope, alright? They all deserve death.
I don't, like I said, I don't...
This is a low score.
Yeah, this is so bad. I mean, it's so strange, too.
I see no reason for anyone to want to watch this.
It's so strange, too. Like, for some reason, there is an episode with ghosts.
Yeah, the ghost ship.
The ghost ship out of nowhere, and the ghost ship wasn't actually ghosts. There were a bunch of corpses or something. I was so tuned out, I was, like, on my phone the entire episode, so I don't know what was happening.
Doesn't matter. Don't watch it.
And I'm just trying to think there was a few...
If you're interested in the story of Moby Dick, there's better things to read or watch. Not this.
Yeah, I can't... I don't know. Maybe we're just... It's old, and...
Yeah, it's older. Dated, sure. It feels like something out of the 80s, even though it's in the 90s. Like, late 90s.
And it's just a rehash of every 90s space thing that happened in that decade. It's
nothing,
like,
original.
There is nothing in it. It was just... I'm stretching to think of something else.
There's nothing. There is nothing.
Like, I'm trying to think of the weird episodes that happened, because there were a few strange things that happened. Like,
they met the one boy's, like, she was supposed to be his adoptive mother.
Right, and she said she was in love with Ahab and not the actual guy.
And for some reason, Ahab doesn't want vagina. He just doesn't care.
I guess. I don't know.
He's like, nope.
That's the...
She's like, just kiss me.
Maybe he's obsessed with me.
And the way she was crying on his chest, like,
yeah, it was so bad. Ahab's not a good guy either, and everybody treats him like he's a good guy. He's a criminal. He literally apparently killed people on a civilian ship, and all of a sudden everyone's supposed to... And then the episode where the girl snuck on board with the reporter girl, and they started doing the live series, and all the crew was obsessed with the girl, like, to the point where they're stripping off their clothes and chasing her around, and then the only one she's actually interested in is Ahab, and it's like, come on, this is stupid.
The whole thing was stupid. Yeah, guys, don't watch it. I don't know what else to tell you.
I'm trying to give a review here, and
it's all bad. Nothing good about it.
I really can't find anything redeeming in it.
So let's move on to something else.
Well, what are we giving it?
3. And that's only because it's not as bad as things I truly hate.
No, I can't. I'm going 1.
1?
I can't. It's worse than 801 TTS Airbats.
I don't know about that.
It's worse than that. It's 801's 8 episodes.
I think we need to do a rewatch.
It's 8 episodes.
Renew your hatred.
No, I remember that show, and I remember liking the last episode of that. At least the last episode of that had some...
Maybe the last episode of this would have been redeeming.
No.
What else did we have to score it with?
Talamari Princess. And the Fleet and Blossom with the vampires.
I'm going to go Fleeting Blossom, this, then Princess, because I really didn't like the Princess.
No.
No. Princess than this. Yeah. I was thinking of something else.
Yeah, the Tomorrow Princess. The Fleet and Blossom and the Tomorrow Princess were both reverse harems based on visual novels. That's why we were like... But at least the Fleet and Blossom one, everyone died at the end of it. Mm-hmm. And the Tomorrow Princess, it was like... It's still our most popular episode.
For some reason.
So, it's definitely Fleet and Blossom, Tomori Princess, this one.
Just because people watched it. All right, guys, quick pause. We got to fix the list real quick.
Okay. So, Sean messed up the wheel. Somehow,
I messed it up.
He pasted it twice or whatever, so.
Yeah, we just had to delete it and then redo it.
We had to take out the stuff we had already watched and crap like that.
So, we're spitting for I for next episode. You ready?
Yeah, I'm waiting on you.
Let's go. There's, like, 2 things in here I'm interested to watch. I didn't click on everything, mind you. Yeah. But if we get Initial D, that'd be pretty awesome. Which we're not going to get, of course. Other? Is it wrong to try pick up girls in a dungeon?
I don't know. Is it wrong to try to pick up girls in a dungeon?
I've seen at least one episode of this.
Is it bad?
That's a good question. I don't remember. It was where's Iz? I can read. Yeah, no, I've seen a couple episodes of this. I watched it a while ago.
Wow, there's a couple of seasons to it, too.
Yeah, 13 episodes for one season, so that's not too bad.
Yeah, no.
I remember not liking it enough to finish it. Well, I was also reading it subbed, which is different than dubbed. It's a lot easier to watch something dubbed. You can just kind of sit and relax.
Right, it's true. I mean, I guess you'll be finishing it now, though.
Yeah, right. I'll at least watch the first season. It does get a bit of praise. A lot of people like it.
Yeah?
It's supposedly what I read, because I actually just read a comment on this. I was looking up animes to watch, because apparently I don't watch enough of it. And someone had said, it's D&D in real life. So, like, if real life was D&D.
Oh, I see.
I don't think it's that, personally, from what little I saw. But we'll see.
We played D&D.
Yeah. We'll see. Next episode.
Is it wrong to pick up girls in the dungeon, apparently?
See you guys.
Can't be worse than this one. Bye.